we're starting Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the beginning of the sixth parak. It says, Kesim Baruch Hanol Peres. What bracha do we make on Peres? Al Peres, Eilin, Womber, Perper, Eitz. Anything that grows on a tree, you make a Perper, Eitz. Chutmin, Yayin, Shal, Yayin, Womber, Perper, Gafen, except for wine. Why you make a Perper, Gafen? Al Peres, Artu, Womber, Perper, Adama. All vegetables, you make a Perper, Adama, Chutmin, Apas. Shal, Paso, Womber, Motzi, Lechem, Minaretz. Because bread, you make a bracha, Motzi, Lechem, Minaretz. Al Yerakos, Womber, Perper, Adama. Vegetables, you make the bracha, Perper, Adama, Rebbe, Yidol, Amber, Bremen, Shayim. Nope, you make the bracha, Bremen, Shayim. On different herbs, and you make a more specific bracha. You know what I mean? It says the Gemara, would have been all this on Rabbanu and Kodesh Elul Hashem. Something is Kodesh, it should be given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be praises given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is talking about Netzer Ravoi, plants that are in their fourth year in which you have to bring it to the base of Mikdash or redeem it. So, from there, we learn that you need a bracha before and afterward. Two hilulim, two praises, one before, one after. Rabbi Kiva learns from over here that a person is ushered to taste anything before he makes a bracha. So, it says the Gemara, Kodesh Hilulim is for that. I mean, by the way, we need it. Chadom rachman achle v'ahador achle. One, because the pasuk says, the Torah says that one should be pode, one should redeem everything, and then afterward eat it. V'idach davraton shiraton chalol. Something that requires a song, that would require somebody to be pode. Shenoton shira in ton chalol. Something that doesn't require a song, that wouldn't require a chalol. How do we know that Shira is only sung on Yayin? The Geffen said, should I stop giving off my wine that makes God and people happy? If it makes people happy, how does it make God smach? How does it make him happy? Because you sing Shira once you get drunk a little bit, when you drink a little bit, and that's that. So already have Kodesh Elulim for two different things, that you can only be poda and afterward eat it, and that only something like wine requires chilul and nothing else does. This is good if you say it's neta revoy, that it's not just for keren revoy, for wine, for grapes, that you hold of this revoy thing, but it applies by neta elamantitani keren revoy, Michael Meir. But if you have keren revoy, then this pasuk is used for two of things already. How in the world could you use it for something else? This machlokes rechiv rishim rabbi. If it the fourth year fruits applies only on vineyards and grapes, or it applies by any type of sapling. Any type of vegetable or fruit. And if you learn Keren Revoy, okay, you might also have a Gzera Shava to tell me this. To add on for yourself any Tavua, then it says, Tavua Asa Keren, Malahal and Keren, Afkan Keren, so it's all talking about a Keren. So you have an extra Hillo to teach us a Bracha because you don't need Hillo for that above Drasha. But if you don't have a Gzera Shava, Bracha Minale, where would you know Bracha from? Even if you did learn the Gzera Shava, Eshkan Lachra, still, nonetheless, it only teaches you need one bracha, and the bracha afterward, which is Del Raisa. How do you know you got to make a bracha before? And Holokasha does it, Kavach Homer. Well, that's not a kasha. You can learn it from a Kavach Homer. If you're satisfied, you make a bracha. When you're hungry, wouldn't you for sure need to go ahead and make a bracha? So that seems to be pretty obvious when it comes to over here. Eshkan Karim, so that's true by a Karim that you'd have to make a bracha before and afterward if you have grapes. Shamin, what about everything else? The Yalami Karim, we learn it from Karim. My Karim, Dovashin, and Vitom Bracha. Anything you benefit from, you make a bracha. I've called Dovashin, and Vitom Bracha. Just like a Karim, you benefit and you get a bracha, so too by anything else. Eagle, from Malakarim, Shkin, Chayba, Ololos. Well, Karim is different because Chayb and Ololos, you're Chayb in one specific thing called Ololos. The small little grapes go to the poor. Kamatochiach, well, you can kind of prove that also from Kama. From the stalks of grain, malakamishkein chayiv zbechala. Well, kama is different. The stalks of grain are different because they're chayiv bechala. Kerem yochiach. Well, kerem's not, and kerem is there. Vechol zardin lo rizak rizav lo rizar is that. Kama is not like kerem. Kerem is not like kama. What's true by both vineyards and by the stalks of grain? Davar shenet v'tom bracha. They're both things that you benefit from, and you make a bracha. Avkol v'shenet. So to anything that you benefit from, you should make a bracha. Wait a second, there's something wrong with both kama and kerem. They both can be brought to the mizbeach through either wine libations or through some type of flower offering. That'll include a zayis. You have to make a bracha before and after olives. Wait a second, zayis, you need to bring it from mizbeach. But it says straight out that a zayis is a kerem. They destroyed from the piles of grain up until the stalks all the way to the vineyards of olives. Yeah, it's called kerem zayis, but kerem stumble ikri, it's not called a kerem. So at the end of the day, zayis would be included from this. But mikoma kam kashi, you still have a kash over here, because what about all other fruits? How do you know a bracha? Right? You don't know about any other fruits, because they don't have the tam mizbeach, that yayin, that tavua, and that oil would have. All the elements of the must be that you learn out from the Shiva Minim. Masha Minim, the Shiva Minim, just like the Shiva Minim. You benefit from them, you need a bracha of a culture, Shiva Minim, so too, anything that you benefit from, you need a bracha. No, Mala Shiva Minim, you can't chaim bikurim. Shiva Minim is not a good raya because it requires bikurim. You don't need that by anything else. You have to bring the first fruits of the base of Mikdash. That's all good for the bracha afterward. How do you know you have to make a bracha before? What we have that kavachom. If you're satisfied, you got to make a bracha, then for sure when you're hungry, you got to make a bracha. Right, and let's go back. If you hold neto revoy, that only works for things that are planted. How do you know you have to make a bracha on meat and eggs and fish, etc.? Says the Gemara, all right, let's reject everything that we set up until now. Svarahu. It's a svara that you have to make a bracha on foods. It's not from the pasuk. It's not a smachta. It's a svara. Also, understand about the mazu below bracha. It's also to get benefit from this world without any brachas. Two dots, five lines of the bottom. Tanu, but also understand about the mazu below bracha. It's also for a person to get benefit from this world without a bracha. Anybody who gets benefit from this world without making a bracha is over on me'ila. It's like he's using kodesh for the wrong reason. My tekanta, what you do? Go to a chacham. What's a chacham going to do? Obviously, you already did the Israel. Rava says, go to a chacham before that happens, so you can learn all the brachos, so you don't come to do me'ila. Anybody who benefits from this world without making a bracha, it's like he's benefiting from the kachim. Everything belongs to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Rabbi Levi took that pasuk and gave a steer. Everything belongs to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. The heavens belong to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the land belongs to people. So this belongs to us, or this belongs to Hashem. It depends. Before a bracha belongs to Hashem, after a bracha belongs to us, and we're allowed to use it. Top of the daf on 11 Hamad Beis. I'm reckoning the bracha public calling in will also blow bracha gila goes a lot. Kadosh Baruch Hu can install. Anybody who benefits from this world without a bracha, it's like he stole from Hakadosh Baruch Hu from all bnei Yisrael. Shema goes all vivi imo. He steals from his father, his mother, from a passion. He says there's nothing wrong. Chaveru le yish mashchis. He's a friend for those who destroy. Veinav le Hakadosh Baruch Hu aviv refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shema lo avicha kenecha. He's your father who has acquired you. Vein imo like an astral. And imo refers to bnei Yisrael. Shema shema bnei musar avicha. Listen, my son, to the most revered father. Al tito shtar tzimecha. Don't forsake the Torah of your mother. My chaveru le yish mashchis. What does it mean? He's a friend of a destroyer. You're a friend of your rabbi. Avashi yish gizal davi yosheva shemayim. Somebody who doesn't make a bracha, somebody who steals, you're like, you rub him in a butt, that you're causing B'nai Yisrael to be lost when it comes to their father in heaven, meaning there's a disconnect between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two dots. Rechina Rapapa Rami, Ksiv, Elakatun, Tigani B'ito. In one puzzle, it says, and I took my grain in its proper time. Ksiv, Asav, Tigonecha. And it says, you should gather your grain. Lokash, Kambis, Vashem, Yisrael, Olsen, Ritzon, Shemakum, when B'nai Yisrael doing the Ritzon of Hashem, then it's Asav, Tigonecha, Kambis, Vashem, in Yisrael, Olsen, Ritzon, Shemakum, when people, when B'nai Yisrael not doing the Ritzon of Hashem, then Lokakti, the Gani Vito, Toner, but Asav, Tigonecha, Matom, Lomar. What does it mean by Asav, Tigonecha, you should gather your grain? Vishnava, Lomar, Sefer Torah, Zemi Picha. It says, the Sefer Torah should never be removed from your mouth. The Yachot, Vashem, maybe it should be exactly as it is. Tom, Lomar, Asav, Tigonecha. Should really just learn all day long? No, you have to gather your grain as well. Hanabed Minig Derechar, Steve Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel, not only do you have to learn, but you also have to do Vasav Tedeganecha, says Rabbi Shmuel, you got to have Derechar, it's along with your Torah. Rishon Barachai, Rishon Barachai argues, Efshran, Chorish Bishas, Chorish Vizor Bishas, Zeria, Kozi Bishas, Ksira, Dosh Bishas, Disha, Zor Bishas, Ruach, Torah Mateela. If you plow at the time of plowing, you plant at the time of planting, if you reap at the time of reaping, if you thresh at the time of threshing, you winnow at the time of wind, right? What's going to be with the Torah? Al-Jarashi Sol's and Rasab Shemakim, Bene Yisrael, join the Rasab Hashem, Malach, and Nasa Zidechem, then everybody else is going to do your work for you. Other people get up and graze with your sheep. If people are not doing, Bene Yisrael, not doing the Rasab Hashem, Malach, and Nasa Zidechem, then all the melacha is done to themselves. You will gather your grain below. Not only that, but the melacha of other people will be done through them as well. You'll serve your enemies. That's what Shem Bar Yochai's opinion. We possibly like Rabbi Yishmael, obviously. I'm Rabbi Harbi, also like Rabbi Yishmael, also be other. Many people tried to do like Rabbi Yishmael, and it worked. Shem Bar Yochai, they'll also be other, and it did not work. Rava begged the rabbis, during the days of Nisan and Tishrei, don't show up in front of me. You're not bothered about your mizlinus, about your parnasa all year long. Work extra hard in Nisan and Tishrei and do whatever you need to do in order to make sure that you can learn the rest of the year. The two dots. Rabbi Yochanan Vishu Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loi Rabbi Rechana says the name of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Rula Barosh Kedoros Rishon Kedoros Rachayinim. Come and see that the first generation, not like our generations, don't Rishon also Kedoros Kva Malach Darai. The first generations, they made their Torah Keva, they made their Melacha temporary. Since it is coming out, they were able to do everything, right? They were able to learn, they were able to work. Toros Hachodesh also Malach Kedoros Kedoros Rachayinim. But the later generations who make their Melacha Keva, their Torah is temporary. So if the learning is coming out, they're not able to learn Torah, they're not able to do any work of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Vishu Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Barosh Kedoros Rishon Kedoros Rachayinim. You have to see, says Rabbi to Rabbi Loi, the original generation, not like our generation, no original Yimachnis, the first generations that would bring in their fruits straight into the gate in order to be Machayiv them in Meiser and take off Meiser, but the later generations, they would bring in their fruits to their rooftops, to their chutzers, to their corrals, in order to potter them from Meiser, legitimately, but nonetheless, they're doing it in order to potter them from Meiser, Rabbi Yana, and Tevel is Chayiv Meiser, Shirop and Abayas, Tevel is not Chayiv Meiser until they see the front of the basement, number Rabbi Yatra Kodesh Min Abayis, Rabbi Yochanan Rafilu Chatzur Kovaz. Not only that, but even a Chatzur is Kovay from the Promiser. Shnevei Achlu Visho Recha. You can eat it in your gates. Visavei, and they will be satisfied. Two dots. Chutz Mina Yain. Maishra Yain. Why is Yain different from all the fruits that you make a special bracha? Yilin Mishum Dishtani Luya Yishtani Lebracha, because it's a better thing. Therefore, it changes for the bracha of Reishemen. Dishtani Luya Vilo Yishtani Lebracha. What about oil? It changes for something good. You don't make a new bracha. Don't Rivino Mishmal Vachinam Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Shem Tzai Zavachan Lo Berepir Aitz. By Shem Tzai, by olive oil, you make the regular bracha of Berepir Aitz. What's the world? What in the world is going on here? I'm going to go after over there. The reason why is because it's not possible to make anything else. What other bracha can you make? Should you make the bracha of he blesses the fruit of the olive? What do you mean? The fruit itself is called a zayas. Should you say he blesses the fruit of the tree that's an olive? Right? That's true. That's not great as well. But nonetheless, I guess in theory that could work. Here's the reason why. This is the reason why. In theory, you could have made another bracha. You could have said Bray Peri Eitz Zayas instead of Bray Peri Eitz. But Mar Zutra says, Chamra Zayin, wine satisfies a person. Mishkol lo Zayin, but oil does not. So oil remains at the same bracha Bray Peri Eitz, while wine gets a special bracha Bray Peri Agafa. Okay. So you say, Mishkol lo Zayin, wait a second, oil doesn't satisfy. If you're noder from Mazon, you say, I promise I'm not going to get any hanah from anything that's Mazon. Then it's mutter to drink water and it's mutter to have salt. But everything else is also Mazon. Everything else is called Mazon. That's a tuf to Rav and Shmuel. Because Rav and Shmuel said the only time you make a Bremen Rizonos is on the five different grains. But Rav Huna calls on a lie. I'm a Mishkol Zayin. And Rav Huna says, you know what? You're right. It's not talking about Rav, it's talking about Kol HaZon Alai, anything that's Zon for me. And the only thing that aren't Zon is my Mamelach. But Mazon is only the five grains. But Zon includes even oil. Alma Mishkol Zayin says, see, that oil does satisfy you. So how can you say the Chamra Zayin and Mishkol is not Zayin? So we give a second answer. Ala Chamra Soyid, Mishkol Soyid. I'll tell you why wine is a special bracha. Chamra, wine, could be used as a Suda. Oil cannot be used as a suda. Chamra Yisayid, is that true? For Rava, Shasi Chamra Komele Yumid Pesach. But Rava, he was drinking wine all Erev Pesach. King Anigur Libe said he could eat more that night. Benechel Matzah Tvei, and will be able to eat more matzah. So Tuva Garer, says the Gemara, you're right. A lot of wine, that does get you to be really hungry. But Purta Sayid, right? A little bit of wine, that makes you satisfied. Wait a second, so we say, Misayid Klau? Wait a second. So Rava had a lot of wine, and that made him hungrier. A little bit of wine apparently satisfies you. You say, Klal, is that true? Wine makes a person happy, but bread satisfies you. Namu desayit, chamlo sayit, it doesn't sound like wine does it, so we have to reject that answer also. There's two parts to wine. Sayit, umisameach. Number one, it can be used as suda, and it makes you happy. Namu desayit, sayit, smuchalus mismach. Bread can be used as suda, but it doesn't make you happy. Why don't we bench at the end of drinking wine? Look about Yiddish Suda so alive. Because people aren't Kovea Suda on it. So if they would, then yeah, in Echanami, there might be an idea to bench. But they don't, so therefore it's going to be okay. Six lines up at the bottom. I'm a liver of Nachmar Yisrael Rava. E Kavalu Yisuda Samai. Let's say somebody is Kovea Suda on wine. Then what's Allah? I'm like, Shavu Leov Yomri Yavi Kviusa. Right? If Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us the Kviusa, then maybe we'll listen. Hashem, yeah, butler, that's what's called them. But now, his das is bottled to everybody else, because that's ridiculous. There's no way that's true. Two dots. Kuf Amar Rabbi Yonah Shmuel Vachin Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yochanan Hashem Zayis Mivorchon La Berper Eitz. By olive oil, we make a bracha Berper Eitz. Hei Chidami. I Limit Ka Shafsi La Yosu Gimasi Klei. So we say, wait a second. What's the case over here in which we say they make a Berper Eitz? If you're drinking oil straight up and you're making a Berper Eitz, a Zuki Masi Klei, that hurts you. Jitani Yosh Yosh Shem Shal Truma Shem Zekan Vino Shem Zekomish. If you drink shemen that belongs to Truma, you pay Karen, but you don't pay an extra fifth. Why? Because it's not normal to drink. Hasok Shemen Shal Truma, but if you rub it onto your body, then you pay keren and chumash because that's what you normally do with olive oil. It must be that you're eating the oil together with bread. But wait, then the oil is tuffel to the bread that passes the ikker. And you'd bet Vitan Zaklal, this is the rule called Iker Vimot Tvela, and you think that's Iker, and has something secondary to him, Baruch Leikor Potus Tvela, you just make a bracha on the Iker and you pot to the Tvela. So why would you ever make a bracha of Brepir 8 and oil? Elik Kashasal Eidi Nigron. A third answer, it must be that you're drinking it through a Nigron, this type of drink. It's a type of drink slash food that you put a lot of oil in. It's Rabba Rishmo. A Nigron, Maida Salka. It's like this water that you have spinach or some type of radish in together with it. And Sigron is Maida Kulushalki. It's something with any other vegetable. You can't have a nigron ikker v'shemen tuffel. Wouldn't the nigron, the other drink, be the ikker and the oil is just tuffel? Tanan zaklal kol shu ikker v'mitzvela v'varchal ikker potos v'sveila. Right? It should potter the oil completely. So when are you ever going to make a prayer eitan oil? Hakam ayiskin. You know what it is. B'choshu begonu. You have a really bad throat. A throat ache. Tanan choshu begonu. If you have a problem with your throat, lo yarmen b'shemen tchilu b'shabbos. Don't just gargle with oil for the first time on Shabbos. I'm going to say shemen harbi l'soch a nigron b'le. Just pour a lot of oil into your nigron and swallow it that way. And that way. So the ikker behind this nigron is oil. Pshita. I would think that since you're only doing it for refu, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on it, even though it tastes good, because you're doing it for the oil, and the oil is only for refu, and you can't eat oil on your own, so you're putting it in the anigron, since you're getting enough from it, because it's still anigron, you gotta make a bracha. And since it's majority oil, or a lot of it is oil, that's why you gotta make a bracha. So that's the pshat behind it. Okay, two dots, we're about 8 lines down, and lamed vav and aleph.